This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's January 6th. The AP's Jackie Quinn remembers.
It was 1 year ago today, rioters stormed the U.S. Capitol in a deadly attempt to stop Congress from certifying the vote that made President Biden the new leader of the country. Mobs marched to the U.S. Capitol. After then-President Trump led a rally near the White House, claiming that he had won the 2020 election, not Joe Biden. There are chilling images of rioters fighting with police, spraying chemicals, smashing doors and windows to break into the Capitol. This man announcing the mission to stop the vote certification.
Somebody needs to go in there.
Lawmakers had to dive under seats as shots rang out. Hundreds of people were injured. Five died during and after the insurrection.
The AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. Today, President Biden will be at the Capitol building to mark the anniversary. No classes again today for Chicago public school students. Chicago and its teachers are battling over remote learning and other COVID safety protocols. Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
The safest place for kids to be in the pandemic is in person in our schools. That has not changed.
But the union says teachers don't want to return to in-person instruction until the COVID surge has subsided. Antonio Brown says he didn't quit the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the middle of a game, but rather he was cut after refusing to play with an ankle injury. The team did not immediately respond to a request for comment. It's carnival season in New Orleans. Today's rolling party kicks off the festivities. Partiers have to be vaccinated and masked. This is AP News. The battle of the New Year's Eve hosts has now been settled.
Ball drop, then mic drop. That's how it went for Ryan Seacrest as 2021 rolled into 2022. Nielsen reports the man who inherited Dick Clark's New Year's Eve franchise is still number one, no matter what Andy Cohen has to say on the matter. The ABC broadcast reached 19.6 million viewers between 11:30 and 12:30 a.m., and in the 15 minutes surrounding midnight, that audience jumped to 24.2 million people. That was a blow to a drunken Cohen who co-hosted CNN's coverage from New York. He got attention for referring to Seacrest's, quote, group of losers, among other things. 2 days later, a sobered-up Cohen apologized, saying he was stupid and drunk and feeling it. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Stocks were down yesterday. The Dow fell 392 points. The S&P fell 92. The Nasdaq fell 522 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.